Paper 24, Section 1. The Universe Circuit Supervisors. The vast power currents of space and the circuits of spirit energy may seem to operate automatically. They may appear to function without let or hindrance, but such is not the case. All these stupendous systems of energy are under control. They are subject to intelligent supervision. Universe circuit supervisors are concerned not with the realms of purely physical or material energy, the domain of the universe power directors, but with the circuits of relative spiritual energy and with those modified circuits which are essential to the maintenance of both the highly developed spiritual beings and the Moransha or transition type of intelligent creatures. The supervisors do not give origin to circuits of energy and superessence of divinity, but in general they have to do with all higher spirit circuits of time and eternity, and with all relative spirit circuits concerned in the administration of the component parts of the grand universe. They direct and manipulate all such spirit energy circuits outside the Isle of Paradise. Universe circuit supervisors are the exclusive creation of the Infinite Spirit, and they function solely as the agents of the conjoint actor. They are personalized for service in the following four orders. 1. Supreme Circuit Supervisors. 2. Associate Circuit Supervisors. 3. Secondary Circuit Supervisors. 4. Tertiary Circuit Supervisors. The Supreme Supervisors of Havona and the Associate Supervisors of the Seventh Super Universe is are of completed numbers. No more of these orders are being created. The Supreme Supervisors are seven in number and are stationed on the pilot worlds of the seven Havona circuits. The circuits of the Seventh Super Universe is are in the charge of a marvelous group of seven associate supervisors who maintain headquarters on the seven paradise spheres of the Infinite Spirit, the worlds of the seven supreme executives. From here they supervise and direct the circuits of the super universe is of space. On these paradise spheres of the spirit, the seven associate circuit supervisors and the first order of the supreme power centers effect a liaison which, under the direction of the supreme executives, results in the sub-paradise coordination of all material and spiritual circuits passing out to the seven super-universes. On the headquarters worlds of each super-universe are stationed the secondary supervisors for the local universes of time and space. The major and minor sectors are administrative divisions of the super-governments, but are not concerned in these matters of spirit energy supervision. I do not know how many secondary circuit supervisors there are in the grand universe, but on Uversa, there are 84,691 of these beings. Secondary supervisors are being created right along. From time to time they appear in groups of 70 on the worlds of the supreme executives. We obtain them on requisition as we arrange for the establishment of separate circuits of spirit energy and liaison power to the newly evolving universes of our jurisdiction. A tertiary circuit supervisor functions on the headquarters world of every local universe. This order, like the secondary supervisors, is of continuous creation, being created in groups of 700. They are assigned to the local universe as by the ancients of days. Circuit supervisors are created for their specific tasks, and they eternally serve in the groups of their original assignment. They are not rotated in service, and hence make an age-long study of the problems found in the realms of their original assignment. For example, tertiary circuit supervisor number 572,842 has functioned on Salvington since the early concept of your local universe, and he is a member of the personal staff of Michael of Nibbadon. Whether acting in the local or higher universes, circuit supervisors direct all concerned as to the proper circuits to employ for the transmission of all spirit messages and for the transit of all personalities. In their work of circuit supervision, these efficient beings utilize all agencies, forces, and personalities in the universe of universes. They employ the unrevealed high spirit personalities of circuit control and are ably assisted by numerous staffs composed of personalities of the Infinite Spirit. It is they who would isolate an evolutionary world if its planetary prince should rebel against the Universal Father and his vicegerent son. They are able to throw any world out of certain universe circuits of the higher spiritual order, but they cannot annul the material currents of the power directors. The universe circuit supervisors have something of the same relationship to spirit circuits that the universe power directors have to material circuits. The two orders are complemental, together having the oversight of all spirit and all material circuits that are controllable and manipulatable by creatures. The circuit supervisors exercise certain oversight of those mind circuits which are spirit-associated much, as the power directors have certain jurisdiction over those phases of mind which are physical energy-associated. Mechanical mind. In general, the functions of each order are expanded by liaison with the other, but the circuits of pure mind are subject to the supervision of neither. Neither are the two orders coordinate. In all their manifold labors, the universe circuit supervisors are subject to the seven supreme power directors and their subordinates. While the circuit supervisors are entirely alike within their respective orders, they are all distinct individuals. They are truly personal beings, but they possess a type of other than father and out personality not encountered in any other type of creature in all universal existence. Although you will recognize and know them as you journey inward towards paradise, you will have no personal relations with them. They are circuit supervisors, and they attend strictly and efficiently to their business. They deal solely with those personalities and entities having the oversight of those activities which are concerned with the circuits subject to their supervision.